Way 6 is, I did it my way, the best strategy. Quote, many hands make light work, which is an English proverb. Without knowing you, I think I can safely say with pretty high degree of certainty that both you and I are guilty of making life way harder than it needs to be by not heeding to this obvious, but for some reason hard to apply principle. The principle I'm referring to is essentially encapsulated in the quote at the top of the page, which I've no doubts you've heard before. I think the English proverb makes a huge amount of sense 95% of the time. The more resources we have to direct at a particular project, the faster the project is likely to be completed. I've allowed for the 5% where it doesn't apply because sometimes having a great number of hands doing a task might actually turn into a bit of a shit foot, becoming more complicated and in the end less easeful, which is not what we're here for. So my additional mini side lesson here is proverbs are pretty good most of the time, but first check to make sure that they actually fit the unique situation you're faced with. Now back to the main show. Having help when doing something in the overwhelming majority of cases makes the task progress more quickly and can even be more fun along the way with the shared social element and camaraderie as we achieve something challenging together as a team. If getting help is a good thing, then why the fuck don't more people ask for it? That's what we want to explore here. In order to help us all build up our asking for help muscles, rather than giving ourselves a hernia or panic attack by trying to carry the full weight on our shoulders, figuratively and literally. Reasons why people don't ask for help. Here's my reality. I constantly work with very intelligent and capable people who are doing life way tougher than it needs to be because they refuse to ask for help. Maybe you can relate to that habit yourself. It's almost like someone who is on a boat accidentally falls into the ocean, but then makes the very weird choice not to sing out for help. The million-dollar question is why? In this case, maybe they feel like they don't want to inconvenience the other passengers or the guy in the captain's outfit who is getting paid money to steer the boat with the primary task of getting the passengers safely to their destination. In fact, as weird as this sounds, this is perhaps the most common reason most people don't ask for help. They don't want to inconvenience someone or interrupt them because they may have a limiting belief story that implies our needs are less than or subservient to others. Maybe we got programmed as a kid not to interrupt the adults, or don't be so selfish, or who do you think you are? The result of these unaddressed dialogues can be a feeling of being unworthy or unentitled to ask for help. Unfortunately, this inner dialogue, based on stories that are not true, is more common than you would imagine. This is another reason we need to get really clear on our inner beliefs and stories. I feel it is appropriate at this stage to take a small pause and insert a pertinent reminder here. Here is a simple message I want you to integrate into yourselves. You are pretty damn awesome just as you are and worthy of all the gifts that life has to offer, even if you are not perfect. There. You have been told. Now, don't go forgetting it once you put this book down. The interesting thing, or perhaps bizarre thing, about asking someone for help is 9 times out of 10, if you genuinely ask and are generally a decent person, that is not an axe murderer or narcissistic vampire, the person who asks for help is generally more than happy to help out. In fact, in most cases, they are actually very happy to help out, and it actually makes them feel good about themselves. That is, you asking them for help will make them happy. Go figure. Another thing when it comes to asking for help is people often take the response to asking for help way too personally, or they just make stuff up that doesn't exist. Let me show you what I mean. Here's Penny. Hey Toby, can you help me out with moving something out of my garage? This is a bit too heavy for me. Mark. I can't right now. Penny. Okay. At this point, Penny walks away feeling despondent, not loved, not appreciated, and not seen. She might even get the shits with Mark, who in this case happens to be a pretty decent person, when all she needed to do was ask if there was a better time that would work for Mark. She assumed he didn't want to help, as opposed to realizing it might not be convenient for him now, but he'd be more than happy to an agreeable future time. When asking for help, which we all agree is great for making life easier, we need to ensure we ask the right person, and we need to be prepared to negotiate when and how the help is going to be offered. It is worth taking the time to negotiate the terms of the help and coming up with a creative solution, rather than stomping off by yourself, telling a story about the world not caring as you proceed to tear a muscle or two while trying to wrestle that old refrigerator out of your garage on a task that is, in essence, not urgent. Duh. And just in case my actual friend Penny is reading this, I don't mean you, Penny. Seriously, I mean the other Penny. I know you would never do this. Wink, wink. This leads me to wonder about you, who I also care about. How many times have you physically hurt yourself because you were too stubborn, impatient, or emotionally worked up to ask for help? I reckon for me, it is well and truly into the double figures. It sort of makes me wonder, again, within the confines of my mind, how many times does this need to happen before you get it right, buffhead? Ask and then wait for the help to arrive. Slow the heck down. I'm not sure if you can relate, but maybe. Gags and negative self-talk aside, we all do need to get better at asking for the right help at the right time. We need to work together and support each other in a much greater way than before. Achieving things by yourself is an applaudable attribute, but know that if you are truly after greatness and a more easeful life, there's something magical and deeply satisfying at a heart-to-heart connection level where we achieve things together. It bonds us, it uplifts us, it envelops us in joy. If I look at my own life and the things that bring me the greatest joy, it is actually helping people. So if I don't ask someone to help me, I may be denying them the chance to feel the same joy I feel when I help. Ponder that the next time you think of doing it yourself instead of asking for help, even if it's from a complete stranger. Take a moment right now to remember what it felt like when you were last able to help out a stranger. Maybe it was giving them directions, picking up their dropped groceries, or holding a door open for an overloaded waiter. Chances are very high that it made you feel pretty damn good, connected and in harmony with life. So here's the tip. Ask for help more often. Turn the dial up 2 or 3 notches in the asking for help range and see what happens. You might just find something magical happens and a whole lot of weight falls off your shoulders.